This is a production of Glass City Communications.
Captain's log, started 29787.2. We have received orders from Admiral Devane to head to the Draga system, where there has been reports of Klingon raids on Federation starships that patrol the system. I'm hoping that when we arrive, the reports are false. But if they are true, this will be a good test for the Ranger and her crew.
Captain, we're receiving a distress call.
Open a channel.
Channel open.
This is Captain Bruzen of Montana. We're under attack by a Klingon.
Set course to intercept the Montana.
Aye, sir.
We'll intercept the Montana in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Elberg.
Red alert. All hands, battle station.
Space. Cold, dark, mysterious. These are the voyages of the crew of the Starship Ranger. Its purpose: to seek out new worlds and to defend the Federation, to fulfill Starfleet's mission.
Episode 102, Vital Information.
Approaching the coordinates of the Montana.
I'm picking up a debris field bearing 23 Mark 54.
Is it the Montana?
From the scans, I'm unable to confirm that, Captain.
Do a detailed scan of the area.
I'm not picking up any vessels in the area.
Mr. Jarvis, you and Mr. Daniels are in charge of the investigation.
Aye, sir.
Commander, senior staff meeting in 2 hours.
Aye, sir.
Ensign Piper, report.
We have done scans on the debris and confirmed that this is the Montana, but from what we can tell from the tricorder reading, the Montana was destroyed by Klingon.
Thank you, Ensign. I will take this information.
All senior staff to the bridge.
Two Klingon battle cruisers on intercept course.
Open a channel.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
This is Captain Michael Decker of the USS Ranger. You are inside Federation space. State your intentions.
Captain Decker, I am Kola at the High Command. And we are here because we have been tracking a rogue Klingon D-7 that has been attacking Klingon transport ships for supplies. We are not here to start a war, but to possibly stop one.
Why should I believe you after the destruction of the Montana? How do I not know that this is not a trick?
If we had wanted to destroy your ship, we would have already blown it out of the stars. Do not challenge me, Captain.
Sorry, but we've been getting reports of Klingon raids on Federation starships and freighters inside the Draga system. Do you have any information that could help us?
I can tell you that the High Command is not behind the raids. But we do have some information that could help. Maybe we could meet and discuss this more in private.
We could meet aboard a Ranger in 25 minutes.
Agreed. See you in 25 minutes, Captain. End transmission. I understand your hesitation, Captain, but this is a matter that deals with both the Alpha and Beta Quadrants.
So what is the big emergency that you had to cross into Federation space without contacting Starfleet Command?
2 months ago, a Klingon battlecruiser was attacked by a D7. They disabled the cruiser, then boarded and stole vital information about Klingon, Federation, and Romulan fleet coordinates.
And you're just telling us this now? How do we know that this is some type of trick just to keep us occupied so another Federation starship...
Commander!
Sorry.
He does have a point. If this incident happened 2 months ago, why did the High Command not inform Starfleet Command of this situation?
What are you insinuating, Captain?
I'm not insinuating anything, Commander. When the High Command found out that key information of the Federation was stolen, they should have contacted Starfleet. Which brings up another question, Commander. How did the Klingon Empire obtain that information?
We do not have to say how we obtained the information. All you need to know is that we are asking for your assistance to reclaim that vital information.
I will contact Starfleet Command and then I will get back with you. In the meantime, Commander Jarvis, please escort both gentlemen to the transporter room.
Aye, sir.
Computer, open a channel to Admiral March. Secure channel. Decker 476.
Report, Captain.
Admiral, we have something to report. As we were investigating the destruction of the Montana, two Klingon battlecruisers entered the system with some vital information for Starfleet.
What kind of information?
The Klingon starship that has been attacking Federation freighters and scout ships in the Draga system has also attacked Klingon freighters. But 2 months ago, they stole vital information on Federation, Klingon, and Romulan fleet positions. It is to believe that it's under Cardassian control.
Captain, I'm ordering you to assist in the retrieval of the information, but use caution. I want to be kept updated and report on the situation within 72 hours.
Aye, sir.
Anything else, Captain?
No, sir.
Then good luck. March out.
Mr. Hutchinson, open a channel to Commander Kolar.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
So, have you talked with Starfleet? Are they willing to assist?
We are allowed to assist.
Captain, I'm picking up a Klingon vessel 8.2 light years away.
Commander, this might be the ship we're looking for. Helm, land and intercept course at maximum warp.
Aye, sir.
Our orders, Captain?
Our orders are to assist them.
Captain, are you sure we can trust them?
I'm not certain just yet. We'll find out soon enough.
Captain, I believe they are on to us, because they've set course for Cardassian space.
How long's intercept?
We'll intercept them in 1 minute and 42 seconds, Commander.
Red alert!
We are in visual range.
On screen.
I'm picking up 14 Cardassians in engineering and 12 on the bridge.
Open a channel.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
This is Captain Michael Decker, the Federation Starship Ranger. We have reason to believe that you have certain items that the Federation believes you will use against them. I am ordering you to slow to impulse speed to be boarded and searched.
No response.
Inform them if they do not comply. We will have no other choice than open fire.
Aye, sir. No response.
Target warp nacelles with phasers.
Phasers locked.
Fire.
Direct hit!
they are out of warp.
Slow to impulse speed.
Captain, sensors are picking up two Cardassian warships on an intercept course.
Open a channel to the lead Cardassian ship.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
This is...
Captain Decker, I presume. You will forget the ship that you are tailing, or you might not make it back home.
Are you really willing to start a war?
A war is already going to happen. But it is up to you to decide when the war is going to happen.
In transmission.
Captain, there are two Cardassian warships and one Ranger. We need to back off.
We just can't let the Cardassians take the vital information back to their space.
But we can't take that chance. That Ranger will not survive.
I understand where you both are coming from, but the information is very important. Mr. Hutchinson, arm photon torpedoes.
Photon torpedoes armed and locked on target.
Open a channel to the lead Cardassian.
Channel open.
Have you made up your mind, Captain?
We have, and we are not allowing you to leave with the information. You are to stand down at once.
Captain, they are locked on the starboard nacelle.
Brace for impact.
Fire!
Captain, Klingon ships coming out of warp and they're arming torpedoes. They are targeting the D7.
Open a channel to Commander Kolar.
You will not stop me, Captain.
Do not destroy that ship. We need that information.
Captain, the D7 is destroyed, and both Cardassian ships are retreating.
Commander, we need to get after them and retrieve that information.
We will take care of this, Captain. Unlike you, we Klingons go where we desire.
They've entered Cardassian space, Captain.
So as you can see, Captain, we are no longer in need of your assistance. End transmission.
Mr. Reese, I want you to keep an eye on the Klingon battlecruisers.
Aye, sir.
Tamir, follow the Klingon battlecruiser until they cross the Cardassian border. Warp 4.
Aye, sir.
Captain, that's something I'm not happy to hear.
What are your orders?
Admiral Decker will rendezvous with Ranger at 1300 hours tomorrow. He's in command, Captain. He'll be in charge for retrieving the information.
Aye, sir.
And Mike, you tried your hardest. March out.
Captain, to the bridge.
On my way.
Report.
We have lost the Klingon battlecruisers.
What do you mean?
They entered Cardassian space and we've lost them.
What are we going to do?
We're going to hold position and wait for Admiral Decker to rendezvous with us.
Your father?
Yes.
It's nice to hear that your father's doing better.
Me too.
USS Dakota is signaling.
On screen.
Hey Mike, I have a passenger that is ready to beam.
Mike, it's been a while, but we have no time to talk. I will beam over in 5 minutes.
Aye, sir. Decker out. Alex, you have the bridge.
Captain, may I accompany you?
After you.
The Admiral is signaling ready.
Energize. Admiral, welcome to...
Save the formal greeting, Mike. I need you and Jarvis to meet me in the observation lounge at 1400 hours. Until then, I will be in my quarters.
We could show you the way.
Thank you, but I have no need for assistance. I can show myself there.
As you wish, Admiral.
Starfleet Intelligence believes the Cardassians have already taken the information to their home world. They don't plan to go after it. Instead, Ranger will be on a rescue mission.
A rescue mission?
It has come to Starfleet's attention that Admiral Duvain is missing.
Our orders, Admiral?
You and Jarvis are to report to the shuttle bay at 0230 hours tomorrow.
Admiral?
You two will infiltrate the Cardassian outpost along Sector 576. That installation is where Starfleet Intelligence believes the Admiral is located.
Might I ask why us?
Mike, I believe you know why. The 5 years you were assigned to investigate the Tomet incident.
Aye, sir.
Then you are dismissed.
We should cross the Cardassian border in 15 seconds.
Once on the other side, how far do we have to go to get to the outpost?
We're being scanned.
From?
From the outpost. We're now being hailed.
Respond back. Our power relays have overloaded and we cannot visually respond back.
Aye, sir.
Good, they believed us. When aboard, we are not Starfleet officers. We are traders from the planet Gordon.
Aye, sir. We've docked.
Okay, let's separate and look for the Admiral. If you run into trouble, make your way back to the shuttle. Keep in contact, Commander.
Aye, sir.
Gentlemen, how are you both doing today?
Just fine.
That's good. I understand that your relays are malfunctioning.
Yes, but we have the situation under control. We just need a place where we can get some refreshments and food.
That's fine. And might I say, welcome to Cardassian space. Do remember that the Cardassians do have rules, and if they are broken, you might find yourself in a very dangerous situation.
Thank you.
Okay, Alex, I'll make my way to the bar while you look around and find clues to help find the Admiral. I'll contact you in 30 minutes.
Okay, Mike. Good luck.
What can I do for you?
I'll take a whiskey.
Anything else?
Yes. Have you seen this man?
Do you know how many people I see a day? But let me look at that picture.
Who are you, human?
My name is William.
What is your business here?
I'm getting my shuttle fixed. Why?
Well, there are not many humans that dare to cross our borders.
Well, I'm not like most humans.
Excuse me. Have you seen this man?
No, I have not.
Thank you. Sorry to bother you.
Hello, Commander Jarvis.
Huh? Do I know you?
No, but I know a lot about you. And you are going to stop what you are doing and come with me. Now.
And if I refuse to cooperate?
To be continued. You've been listening to Star Trek Ranger, episode 102, Vital Information, starring Jacob Stanford as Captain Decker, Dean Rogers as Commander Alex Jarvis, Michael Studelberg as Lieutenant Commander Bill Elberg, Michael Liebman as Chief Engineer John Daniels, John Kwan Yun is Lieutenant Reese. Alexis Waters is Ensign Tamir. Chris Spurgeon is Lieutenant Commander Paul Hutchinson. Tina Anderson is Dr. Diane Moss. And Paul Lavelle as the computer voice. Guest starring Renda Carr as the Cardassian officer, Kevin Lau as Lieutenant Shaw, Stephen Grumbeck as Cardassian Officer 2, D.S. Jones as the Cardassian Dockmaster, Dave Morgan as Commander Kalar, Amanda Dean as Captain of the Dakota, John Provo as Captain Briggs, Laura Provo as the Patron, and Todd Gwynn as the Cardassian General. Music by Ron Jones, Jerry Goldsmith, Leonard Rosenman. Main theme by Trevor Morris. Audio play written by Jacob Stanford. Your announcer is Paul Lavelle. Audio mix by Jacob Stanford. Star Trek Ranger is based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek is a registered trademark of Paramount and CBS, all rights reserved. Star Trek Ranger is not affiliated with Paramount, CBS, or any other Star Trek rights holders. No copyright infringement is intended. Star Trek Ranger is a production of Glass City Communications. Executive producers are Jacob Stanford and Jerry Stanford. Stay tuned for our next episode, available for free download at www.StarTrekValkyrie.com and available on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/ValkyrieNCC2590.